It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Everybody, and welcome to Thursday, April 15th on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. For many of you, a.k.a. payday. It is not tax day unless you are a 1099 worker and then your deadline still exists to pay your quarterly taxes. But you know all about that. I shouldn't have to tell you that. But for the overwhelming majority of you, it is not tax day. Tax day is May 17th. So just keep that in mind, decompress a little bit. You've got plenty of time to get it done. If you haven't gotten it done, it's all good. But welcome to the program. Grant Allen over there dutifully fulfilling his responsibilities in Studio 1A. I am here in Studio 1B. It's day 84 of the United States under siege. And show number 4448. Begin with our verse of the day, Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. Lord, save us. Now, there's an exclamation point in the translation, but what's interesting is there was no punctuation when this was originally written. And that's why when you rely on Bible translators to place punctuation, you have to hope that they are putting the right punctuation in the right place. For example, there's a verse that always stands out as an example of this. When the enemy comes against you like a flood, comma, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. If anything, the intent of those words, the comma should be moved. When the enemy comes against you, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up. The flood belongs to God. God kind of proved that, by the way, about flooding. But the flood belongs to him. The power is in his hands. Lord, save us, Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26 says. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. Do you include God in your work? Just asking. Is your relationship with God influencing and impacting you at work? So there's my challenge. With the proviso that these segments are designed for you to take these little verses and whatever may be useful that I share along with them and use that as a conversation starter as you pray over your kids before you send them to school. And so the challenge would be to your kids if they're at an age where they believe in Jesus, because look, there's a transition. We teach our kids, hopefully, to come to know Jesus. But at some point, they have to shake off all that you've led them to and take ownership of it themselves. They have to make that decision. There's a transition to what my family believes to what I believe. And if you've got children that have made that transition, then the challenge next is for them to bring it with them to school. You can't possibly expect God to move on your behalf in the workplace or in school when you're not including him, when you're not considering his thoughts and his view of things as you go about your day in your workplace or in your school. So there's the challenge. Speaking of challenges, I challenge you to join me for the National Day of Prayer proceedings at the Old Historic Capitol. Thursday, May 6th. Begins at 11:30. The prayers begin at noon. Run until 1:15. Come for as much as you can. I will be there. I have been asked to pray. I will. But more than anything else, I invite you to come. There is a very significant thing that happens when God's people gather together to pray. So I hope you'll join me. 10 minutes after the hour, this date in history and more next on The Morning Show.
Known as Mr. Know-It-All. The Morning Show with Preston Scott. News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone, 11 past 5 a.m. in Central. Good morning. This date in history, April the 15th. City of San Francisco is incorporated by California's legislature in 1850. Andrew Johnson takes the oath as the 17th U.S. president a few hours after Abraham Lincoln dies in 1865. 1892, the General Electric Company is established. 1912, the British liner Titanic sinks en route to Southampton, England. 1,500 people, give or take, passed away in that tragedy. That's still so eerie to me. And I remember seeing the wreckage for the first time when Bob Ballard found it. And the backstory to that is just one of the best ever. Ballard was asked by, I believe it was the U.S. Navy, to help them with his submersible locate, I don't know if it was a ship, I don't know if it was some nuclear weapons that were on the bottom of the drain. I don't know which. My mind's fuzzy. But he said, I'll work a deal with you. I'll help you. You help me find the Titanic. We think we know where it is. Boom. All of a sudden, the history of Jack, don't let go. Never let go, Jack. That's at first, I enjoyed the movie. For what it was, I enjoyed it. But I do laugh every time I think of the final scene of the movie Titanic, where Jack, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, has saved his love, gotten her on board a piece of floating wreckage. They both have survived the sinking, but he's in the water and she's not. And so she's holding his hand. Jack, I'll never let go. Because she's, you know, in frigid waters too, and she's damp. And I'll never let go. And then all of a sudden, he's dead.
Jeez.
He's gone. And it's like, ooh, I'm letting go. Go. I mean, it's just, that isn't what she's saying, of course, but she lets him go. I'll never let go.
That lasted long.
I'm letting go, because this is icky.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's got a brief moment of nudity that is related to the art of Jack Dawson. And he's a fictional character. There is a Jack that is in the registry and all that. But his character, the story, is woven into the true stories of the Titanic. They've taken, you know, James Cameron took a lot of liberties with the caricature of Jack Dawson, and then I forget the gal that his, anyway, but there the truism of the rest of it is played out, and it's okay. It's, you know,
I figured I know how it ends. I'm not going to see the movie.
But let's get to the. You don't think that about all movies, though.
True.
Let's get to the real big thing. On this date, in 1955. Here's your red letter event. Ray Kroc opens the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois. And in honor of Ray Kroc, I'm going to eat myself a plain cheeseburger today.
There you go.
McDonald's cheeseburgers got me through many a day in high school. And I am eternally grateful for McDonald's French fries.
Absolutely.
15, 16 minutes after the hour here on The Morning Show.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
Hey, so here we go.
An iHeart radio station.
Minutes after the hour, it's The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. The pity that has been extended to me as it relates to fishing is now growing to epic proportions. Got Dale inside the workplace here. Dale is an exceptional fisherman. Dale's saying, I'm taking you out. We're going to the flats. You're catching fish. He said, it's just that simple.
One way or the other, we're going to make something happen.
I'm guessing he's going to bring his shotgun. And if he needs to, he's going to give me a shotgun. Reminds me of the old joke about, man, that's a beautiful fish. That's right. You can barely see the bullet holes. It's just, I love the fish. I just can't catch fish. I don't know. And you know what's so funny about it is you would think that I had hands like a blacksmith, but that's not true. I have a wonderful sense of touch, and that's from golf. I do. I have a very good sense of touch and feel around greens and so forth. But my gosh, I don't know. I just can't catch fish. I mean, every now and then, one just, like, at a pity, jumps on a hook. And I think that fish is mocked in the fish world for, like, years. I remember trolling for fish. We were fishing in the kind of the off Caribou between Dog Island and the coast. And we were trolling along there. Just real slow, easy. And all of a sudden, the fishing rod just bends in half. And I'm thinking, okay. I hooked a fish in the side.
You just happened to...
Some poor Spanish mackerel swimming by and
just
it's
got
like...
stabbed.
And, yeah.
It was a drive-by.
And so you've got this fish at right angles to the boat now, so the drag of the fish is what's causing that rod to just bow like crazy. So I've got this poor guy hooked in the side, and I'm like, oh, great. And you know that fish had to be made fun of and mocked if he survived the releasing, which I doubt he did, because, I mean, he got skewered.
He got hosed pretty good.
Oh, man. And so I got Dale trying to take me out. My buddy, Dr. Ed Moore. Dr. Moore has some property with a big 5-acre, 6-acre pond on it, stocked with bass. And he figures he's got to cull about 170, 175 pounds of bass out of it. Too many bass are in the pond.
Wow.
Spring-fed, stocked, but they're all the same size, about a pound and a half, 2 pounds.
Hmm.
And so none of them can grow because there are just too many of them.
Yep.
And so he said, I'm bringing you out. You're throwing a line in the water. If you can't catch a fish in my pond, you're cursed. Now, in Idaho, there's a guy who does not have the problem that I have. Idaho Fish and Game announced a new catch and release record set on April 11. It's always exciting for an angler to get his names in the books. I mean, or get his name in the book. And I guess I wouldn't know anything about that, of course. But this guy had already had this record. Scott Turner.
He broke his own?
Sort of. Scott Turner in 2019 had his previous record broken by a guy.
Gotcha.
And so that guy, Samuel Brumbaugh, in 2019 caught a 38-inch steelhead. 38-inch long. It's not about size, it's about length. And so he caught a 39.25-inch steelhead, which obviously broke his previous record and the new record. But what's interesting is he's got his name all over the record books. He's an avid fisherman. And so in Idaho, his name is never out of the books because he holds so many records.
Wow.
That'd be nice.
That's cool.
That would like be really cool to be in a state like that where you know there's not going to be that many people that just fish and do it all the time and can get their name in the record. It's not like Florida or Georgia. You know, like Georgia.
There's fishermen everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And they come from all over.
Well, you'd think Idaho would. I don't know. I just think of like trout fishing in the rivers and streams.
Well, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. But 38, think about that. That's better than 3 feet. That's bigger than a yard. That's a big fish. I still think I'd throw my rod and reel in the drink if I caught a fish that big. Fish fever. 27 minutes after the hour. Big story in the press box is very interesting. We'll get to that next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
And I live in a van down by the river.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Six minutes after the hour of the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Good to be with you this morning. Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. I'm Preston. The big story in the press box. We have been following at a distance the story surrounding U.S. Congressman Matt Gaetz. There's an interesting development here. Now, understand that I absolutely know it is possible for Republicans, conservatives to make massive errors, terrible mistakes in judgment. But I also know the mainstream media is not to be trusted. I know that now more than I did yesterday, because I've just posted part two of CNN's technical director, Charlie Chester, admitting to how they use COVID to manipulate and cause fear. And he goes into great length explaining the psychology of how they pick their guests and who they allow on the shows. And it speaks to the mass manipulation. And he seems to struggle with it to a certain extent, but resigns himself to the fact that I'm getting paid. How would it impacts the Matt Gaetz story is this. There's a new story floating out involving Joel Greenberg, an indicted former tax collector in Seminole County. And he's allegedly working with federal officials providing information on Congressman Gaetz. This according to the New York Times. I know better than to believe much of anything reported by the Times, because they don't fact check. They try to fit a narrative. And the same guy at CNN has admitted in one of the videos that you can find on my blog page. I got two entries, yesterday and today. Yesterday, there were three different entries. Part one of this series, part two today, I'm guessing part three tomorrow. But in the midst of it, there's a separate line of stories that Project Veritas has uncovered with this same guy targeting Matt Gaetz, attempting to keep that inflamed. It's about manipulating. It's about creating furor, fear, whatever it can to drive ratings. The guy admitted that Jeff Zucker, is that his name, the head of CNN? Or is it Mark? I think it's Jeff. Mark Zuckerberg is Facebook. I think
Jeff Zucker.
Jeff Zucker, so I was right. He calls the producers and directors in the midst of broadcasts saying, put those death numbers back up for COVID. You're losing me. I'm not interested. And so this is a conscious effort. But with the Matt Gaetz story, his attorney said, it's unsurprising that as news breaks of CNN staff admitting to a concerted media propaganda effort against Representative Gaetz, that three of the biggest peddlers of fake news in the business drop another story. Isn't that interesting? Suddenly this story, but there still are no facts. So that's why this story's at arm's length. I told you earlier, I'm not dying on the hill of Matt Gaetz's private life. No idea. All this stuff could be true. All of it could be false. There could be some half-truths? Don't know. But I know this. The media is not to be trusted.
When you thought you were right. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Minutes after the hour. Well, my background with a grand jury assignment for 6 months helped me properly guess what the charge was going to be with the Minneapolis, the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter. She has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. There is no murder charge here. There's no premeditation whatsoever. And Ben Crump can scream and yell and whine all he wants. The sad thing is, his whining will be picked up and carried by the media, as it already has been, stating that the shooting was no accident, driving while black continues to result in a death sentence. No, sir, it doesn't. And your hyperbole is offensive, insulting, and statistically, completely, wholeheartedly a lie. Ben Crump is not dealing in facts, but he never does. He deals in inflammation. He deals in the high-profile cases. And I would be fascinated to know the last time Ben Crump represented a white guy that was shot under questionable circumstances by police. Because it happens that white people are shot twice as often by police as black people. Two times as many whites die as a result of interventions with police. And here's the commonality with all of them. It's almost always, like 99.99999999%, without a forensic study, I'm throwing a pretty good guess out there, that each and every occasion when somebody dies at the hands of law enforcement, they have been unwilling to comply with law enforcement prior to the encounter, the situation escalating. And so while I have said from the beginning what my thoughts were on this officer, she made a grave error. She made a terrible mistake. She needs to pay the price for that mistake because there's remarkable authority vested in law enforcement officers. They can't make that mistake. That's why you train. And she was a 25-year veteran. She was training another officer who, by the way, happened to be black, who pulled over the suspect, just saying. She made a mistake. It doesn't excuse it. It explains it. There's a difference. She will face the appropriate charges. Let's set that aside for a second. The facts that Ben Crump and others don't want to deal with is that more whites are shot by police than blacks by a margin of 2-1. And that's annual. It destroys the narrative that is constructed by the media. That's why they don't talk about it. Look it up yourself. You don't agree with me? Fine. Look it up yourself. Don't write me an email. You go look it up. You find out what the federal statistics are. And then consider the millions of encounters every day that go peacefully. And the reason why these things happen is because whoever it is, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whoever it is, if they don't comply, they immediately change the odds of something bad happening to somebody. I'm just curious, when was the last time Ben Crump defended a police officer, white or black, who was shot while doing a traffic stop? Defended their family, represented their family. Just curious. 46 minutes after the hour. It's Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Someone has to say it. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
All right, 51 minutes after the hour. This is kind of scary stuff. News coming in now that House Democrats are set to unveil legislation to expand the number of justices on the Supreme Court. So screw the commission that Joe Biden set up. He wants to study it. They're done. They're going to try to do it. Now, they can't do it without the Senate. And so this has to originate, I believe, in the Senate. Maybe the House has some say in it, but the Senate is the deciding factor. I don't think they can get it done in the Senate. But this is now, we're at creepy stage now. We've gone from alarm to creepy alarm. This is now scary stuff. So we're going to have to watch this play out and then react accordingly. But I promise you this. The only way to overcome this is for Democrats that are in disagreement with the way this country's headed for you to leave the party and to vote with Republicans, if not become one. There have to be such significant numbers that cheating can't happen. That's how you do it. You know, there are certain things. For example, right now, I think New York is having a wave of defections from the Democrat Party, and they are joining the Republican Party. And I know some of you Dixocrats out there, forget all that stuff. You are out of excuses. You are out of excuses for remaining a Democrat. You don't have any.
Well, the only way to vote was to be a Democrat.
No, that's not true anymore because almost all local races are nonpartisan. This is horrific what they're doing to dismantle and destroy and hurt this country. And this is a significant development. They're going to push to add however many justices they need so that they have more liberal-minded justices than there are conservative-minded. And I would ask you to name the conservative-minded justices. Once you get past Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch, I think the jury's out on the rest of them.
Barrett and Kavanaugh haven't proved themselves yet.
And I'm fine with that. And honestly, I don't think I want to know. I just want them to be originalists. I know John Roberts is a populist. I know that John Roberts has a dramatically large ego and wants to be the signer and the chief writer of opinions on significant landmark cases. He wants to be the guy. He has an eye on his place in history from a legal perspective.
He's the visionary for his name up in lights.
Yes, absolutely. But this is where it is. This isn't scare tactics. This is the news. This is what they're doing. I'd be curious here. Let me take a look at something real quickly, because that's a big story. It should be front page on CNN. Nope. It's not a big story on CNN. I don't even really see it mentioned. There's a mention here of how past presidents have tried to nudge Supreme Court justices off the bench. That's it there. Hey, look, coming up, you got a chance to win some cash. So listen and then go to the website, WFLAFM.com or 945WFLA.com. Whatever's easiest for you to remember. And win some money. Why not? We're giving it away. It's not your tax dollars. It's our money coming back to you. The news is now. I feel like I'm on a ride at an amusement park. It's just up and down and corkscrew turns and loops and backwards and forwards. And it's just the morning show with Preston Scott. Whoop. I put the wrong mic up. Sorry about that. You'd think I'd done this before. I keep telling people I'll get it right eventually.
You're wired this morning. I can tell.
Well, we're under assault, Steve. You know, the stories of Project Veritas assailing your profession, and not, you know, thankfully, you're the exception to the rule. But when you hear stories of how CNN manipulates its viewers intentionally, your reporting becomes even more important in what you do and your commitment to doing it fairly, honestly, and with data.
Yeah, and how many people do you think were shocked by that and actually will change their mind?
I think it depends. It's like anything else. People hard on one side or the other, you're never going to change their
exactly.
mind. But there's a middle ground, and the middle ground matters. The middle ground matters. And I think these reports, over time, you add up and you're like, there's too much there. There's too much smoke. There has to be fire.
Right. And yeah, I mean, I saw some of the videos, and it's sort of what everybody thinks. You know, I mean, it's they've really taken a side.
Yes.
And obviously.
And admitted to it.
Right.
At this point.
Yeah.
All right. You're following a story in the city that's going to shock people.
Yeah. I mean, this is stuff, again, that we do that doesn't get reported. And there is a discussion at a city commission meeting that we found through looking at minutes of meetings where Commissioner Diane Williams-Cox wants the city to look into the idea of a basic monthly income for people, or some people. And she cited some of these other cities, and it is being done in other cities. Oakland is one, and some of these, I think maybe even Seattle is trying it. But it's in Oakland, it's a very restrictive program where they're giving money to only African-Americans at certain levels, and they're selecting a group of people. And, you know, this goes off
on a test basis.
I think a test basis, but it's to the level that where obviously it's going to impact families. And, you know, this goes back to the presidential race with Yang and his $1,000 a month. And the thing about this is interesting, and this continues this move that I just detest, where cities are starting to nationalize all their policymaking. We've seen it with, you know, beginning with Mayor Gillum, and now, you know, it's moved forward. I mean, we're seeing these issues. These politicians are finding ways to take these national issues that may not even be relevant in your community and, you know, make them part of the discussion. Now, this basic income, if you go back to, I believe it's the 70s, Milton Friedman, conservative economist, that did a presentation or an interview where he supported this basic income. And people cite that, and I went back and actually watched it. And his theory, or his idea of doing it, is because you get government out of everything. In other words, this is, instead of giving means-tested benefits, you know, the way it's going right now, is you just give people money and you lay off government workers so you don't have all this bureaucracy. But they're using that to garner some support for this. But I think, again, it's interesting to keep an eye on this. It's interesting that it hasn't been reported yet. I mean, it was supported by, she asked that it be looked at by staff. So they're supposed to bring something back. It was also supported by Commissioner Jack Porter, which probably is not a shock. And so we'll see what happens on this. But I think, you know, again, this is, you know, we're being nationalized here on a lot of different levels. And this is one of the things to keep an eye on. And you know, it's becoming more and more, and we'll talk about a topic at our last segment, about a battle over who gets what from government. And it's almost a zero sum game in the sense that you can't have this if we get this, and this is going to be part of that. And this is, it just seems like it's never really enough. It's all they're always looking for ways to sort of redistribute money, and this is one of them. I mean, again, regardless of what you think about the Children's Services Council tax, that's $8 million a year going to something that, you know, is going to redistribute money. Which, you know,
with no elected accountability.
Right. And so we're moving in that direction where more of these actions are being taken place locally, where you really looked at the redistributing money is morely done at the state or the national level. But we're starting to see more of that here at the local level.
He's buttressing the point I said about those of you that are Dixocrats that have long believed that you got to stay registered. You got to get involved in these issues here locally, and the best way to do it is subscribe right now. Get knowledgeable of it. TallahasseeReports.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Shazam!
News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
If you are just joining us, Steve Stewart is the executive editor of Tallahassee Reports, and TR sets a standard for how reporting ought to be done. It's based on facts and data, and data's not left or right. It just is, and that's what we love about it, and that's what we love about the reporting, and that's why we do a weekly segment. Because for those of you outside the Tallahassee area, you learn how this can be done in your community. You ask questions. You hold people on the record. And Steve, you're talking about a very socialized movement to guarantee income for a specific class of people at the expense of everybody else. And that leads into our next discussion on where Blueprint seems to be wanting to go from the perspective of some of the commissioners.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, this is all consistent with a fight over resources.
Now, Blueprint, reset what
it is. Yeah, Blueprint obviously is 12 elected officials, your county and your city, and they get together and have really long meetings and get into weeds about spending the penny sales tax, which started in 2000, has been lauded as a success in the sense that it's, you know, we're going to build this road, we're going to take this money, and they build it.
And that people from out of town pay it. And so while they're using the roads and so forth, it indirectly, they are helping fund the maintenance of, expansion of, whatever infrastructure projects are existing.
Right. And so this, obviously, with the infrastructure projects, it takes planning and vision of what the community wants.
Sure.
And so we've re-upped this, and there's some major projects that have been already approved. There's a Gateway project, FSU Gateway project, that is really about economic development in that area and Innovation Park, coming from the airport to Gain Street.
Up Lake Bradford Road?
Yes, coming right through there's going to be a new road. It's going to be coming through near the golf course and through the Mag Lab. And they view that as an economic development driver because of the industry they're trying to commercialize there. The other project is a convention center downtown, which is, you know, was approved before the pandemic, and obviously now there's a few more questions about that. And then there's the Northeast Gateway, which is the Willani Boulevard road that's going up to Roberts Road. Now, this meeting that we had, last week was about what was the intersection going to look like at Roberts Road in Centerville. And there's four options, and there's some questions about how to do that. They went ahead and settled on that. But by watching these meetings, what you see is other things. It's, you know, if you report that the vote was 7-3, you miss really what the debate was about. The debate was about trying to stop the project completely. And Commissioner Matlow made that motion or tried to get support for that. And we're talking about just stopping the road, not building the road at all. And, you know, so I looked at that, and then there was a town hall meeting a couple days later. And the question was, you know, what projects would we, or what would we get the money for affordable housing and, you know, and to address our poverty question? And Commissioner Matlow's response was basically to kill all three of those projects. Just their time has come and gone, and that's a quote. My problem with that is not that some of these projects may need to be improved, or even like the convention center, there might be an argument for that, that it doesn't make financial sense now. But we're in this debate where you just, it's like either you're for it or against it. There's no nuance. And you look at the Northeast Gateway, okay, so you're concerned that the developers are making too much money, and you just want to kill it. Well, how about the traffic on the north side of town that we've been trying to deal with for the last 15 years, coming down Thomasville Road? Remember when they tried to route it through Killarney Estates?
Mm-hmm.
That was FDOT. That's not local people. So there's obviously an issue with traffic there. This road is partly designed not just to facilitate development, but to deal with moving traffic. And so I think that this approach is being taken by a number of commissioners, which may be a majority on the city commission at this point. Is again, fits this national narrative, is there's no nuance, no compromise. It's, we want you to stop these projects, and we want money to go to affordable housing.
But that's not poverty. What Blueprint was supposed to be for.
It's not, and we can spend another, you know, segment talking about that at some point. But this is something to keep an eye on. And again, I want to question things. We questioned a lot of developments. But just to, you know, carte blanche say this stuff should just be
stopped,
I think, is doesn't bode well.
Steve Stewart from Tallahassee Report. Subscribe, get the paper, TallahasseeReports.com. 16 minutes after the hour. More next.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
This is crazy!
An iHeart radio station.
Final segment with Steve Stewart of Tallahassee Reports as we talk about things going on in the community. I'll put it as diplomatically as I can. The email that I'm getting indicates that more and more people and more businesses are fed up with the mask mandate, no matter what the county commission may think they know.
Yeah, I think, again, watching the meeting, the Leon County Commission meeting, picking up sort of the perspective of the different commissioners, Brian Welch broached the subject of what would it take to repeal the mask mandate, sort of put his toe in the water there.
And, well, he's in the middle of the epicenter of the people pushing back.
Right. And he's trying to act interested in repealing. He didn't make a motion to repeal it. I mean, obviously the numbers are extremely low now and have been low. If you look at our weekly trends, our positivity rate, which used to be, you know, the gold standard, below 5%. We've been below 5% for 47 consecutive days. That's a 7-day average, 47 days. And so obviously the numbers are, I don't think anybody disputes that. So this debate before the Leon County Commission, Commissioner Welch brought that up. It's going to take a public hearing, and then it's a public notice, then a public hearing to get it repealed. Commissioner Kristen Dozier made the most comments. Obviously, she says she was getting more emails, but, quote, it wasn't overwhelming, which sort of is an invite.
More emails in support of the mandate?
No, against the mandate, wanting it to be repealed. She's getting more emails, although she says it was not overwhelming. She made the curious statement that she believed that more businesses, the majority of businesses, still support the mandate, which is, if you, again, different segments of town.
Well, that's impossible for her to know, so it's a silly statement.
And so, but I think the main thing here is that if you go through and look at all this, like I did, the bottom line is they're not changing anything until the CDC changes something. So once again, it's the CDC guidelines.
Which change all the time.
Yeah, they change all the time, but the mask mandate, really, I mean, that's increased. When Biden was elected, now they're requiring it in transportation, you know.
Oh, I know.
Bus. So, I mean, so they're not going to do anything.
But they changed their guidelines in March last year.
Right. And so it's going to come from up top, you know, regardless of what the numbers get to here. So, that's what it appears to me. Now, I will say that Commissioner Nick Maddox, was concerned that, look, what happens over the summer if we're not, you know, if we're on break and these numbers continue to stay low and we need to make some changes. So he's trying to get staff in a position to where they can make some changes on reopening. And the only issue right now that we really have is the mask mandate. Libraries are at 50% capacity, and the community centers are closed. And his concern was, well, wait a minute, we're coming up on the summer where, you know, the community centers, which are in more of the urban areas, are they going to be closed during the summer? And so there's going to be some decisions that have to be made. But in terms of the mask mandate, I would say that the most, emails, obviously the commissioners are reading the emails. But again, I think this is going to come, the decisions here locally are going to be determined by what basically the CDC does.
What's going on with the schools real quickly?
Yeah, interesting school board meeting. I think the one thing I would highlight is, again, shootings in the news from a national perspective, again. Not looking at what's happening in Leon County, board member Bowen says that, you know, what are we teaching our black students about how to react when they're pulled over by police officers? And two things here. Again, we don't really have an issue with that here in Leon County. Although, if you're going to teach it, you think you would teach it to
everybody.
But this,
which
again,
honestly, I think you should comply and you won't die.
No, I actually think it's a good idea, except for the idea that it only needs, you know, it's put out in racial terms. And that's, again, what's happening nationally. And, you know, Preston, it's just, this is one of the most frustrating things, is because, you know, I've been involved with local politics for now going on 10, 12 years. And the reason I got involved was to, you know, make decisions for our community and to deal with issues from a community perspective, not what's coming down from the feds and the state. And that's exactly where we're headed. I mean,
grabbing the national narratives and trying to find a way to fit that square peg in a round hole.
Right. And it's all about appealing to the emotion of people, and it's about politicians. And it's a little frustrating, but we shall move ahead.
Well, you know, the CNN technical director has admitted that they use fear, that fear is what drives people, and it seems as though they're taking a cue locally.
No, it's not only, it's the fear and it's the issues that separate people. It's like, you know, race and white supremacy, voter suppression, terms like that.
Do you contend, as I do, that the overwhelming majority of people have no issue of race, no matter what color they are?
Yeah, you know, I think it varies across the country, but I mean, I think it's no doubt that it's way overblown for political gain. And I would say that it happens a little bit on both sides.
Yeah. Steve Stewart with us this morning. It's Tallahassee Reports. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Preston.
All right. It's TallahasseeReports.com. Subscribe. Get the paper.
Glenn Beck program. It's time to act like Spock. Stop feeling and just use reason.
9 to noon on WFLA.
You better put your helmet and pads on. yeah. Welcome to Thursday on the Morning Show with Preston Scott. I'm Preston. If you're just joining us, good morning. We start at 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. Central, and go at it for 3 hours. And we do our very best to present an audio magazine. We don't lock in on one thing usually for an entire show because that's boring. There will always be an exception to that rule, but it's very, very rare. I would say I could count the number of times on one hand that in 4,448 shows, one program has been dominated by one topic. Because it's just not very good radio, in my opinion, to just do that for an entire show. So we skip around a little bit. But at least 2 to 3 times a show, we like to circle back to something I call the big stories in the press box, and they're big. In this case, we have a new one. Last hour, we were talking about the Matt Gaetz story that got dropped by the New York Times and pointed out how interesting it is that it coincided with a CNN
technical director admitting that they're doing everything possible to keep that story in the news. Now, again, I don't know one thing from another regarding what Matt Gaetz does or does not do on his private personal time. And as I've said before, it's a hill I'm not dying on. I don't know the guy. Had him on the show when he was a state lawmaker maybe twice. Had his dad on almost every other week during legislative session for a couple of years when his dad was the House, the Senate president. That's the extent of my knowledge of Matt Gaetz. What I know, though, is the mainstream media. I do know the mainstream media. The big story, though, is Democrats in the House are proposing legislation. They are set to unveil it, quote, today to pack the Supreme Court. To heck with Biden's study on changes in the Supreme Court. Forget that. They want the court packed. There's going to be a press conference today on the steps of the Supreme Court. Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts, U.S. Representative Jerry the Nad Nadler, Mondaire Jones from New York, and Hank Johnson of Georgia. So, Georgians, there you go. Hank Johnson, proud. Yeah. Jim Jordan of Ohio, one of my favorites out there, said, does expanding the Supreme Court count as infrastructure too?
Everything's infrastructure.
Mondaire Jones, Representative Jones from New York, tweeted back with a heart emoji, yes.
Okay. Oh, all right, pal.
And then he added, imagine if we reduced the number from 9 to 5 and just kept the conservative-leaning, the Republicans. You guys would go nuts. See, there's the problem. If Democrats get away with this, and I don't think they will, but if they do, days of the Supreme Court mattering are over. They're gone. Because those of us that are believers in the original founding of this country and the original meaning of the Constitution, we'll take that and run with it and just ignore the rest. That's just the way it's going to break down. And so my advice to those of you that are Democrats, wake up to what your party is doing and send notice that you're leaving. Because the only way to overcome this is in 2022, restoring balance to the force. When we come back, pause for thought on the morning show.
Spin stops here. The morning show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
All right, to our Panama City listeners, we're working on it. And I know that the only way you know that we're working on it is if you happen to be streaming it because the radio's off the air. Oh, it happens. But the irony, we're working on it. They can't hear you. Oh, never mind. But in this day and age, you can because you can stream it. See, there's your backup. Your backup plan is streaming. iHeartRadio, boom. And if one of the streams is down, you got two streams to go to. You go to 94.5 WFLA or you go to 100.7 WFLA. Look at that. I mean, how great is that? Time for Pause for Thought. Dr. Steve Steverson from the Bradfordville Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Preston. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. The age of technology is hitting our pets. What's this My Pup app from Purina?
Yeah, you know, Preston, there's a lot of great apps out there, and I usually don't try and push an app from any one particular company, but this one's really exceptional. It's an app that has week-by-week training for your young puppy. It even goes all the way up into adulthood for your dog. Some great articles and instruction on all kinds of aspects of puppies and puppy care. You know, it talks about, you know, crate training and nutrition, obedience training, what to do with potty training and house training. And, I mean, it has a lot of different articles all throughout the app that are really helpful. So it's an app that I would highly recommend.
It's called My Pup.
My Pup. Exactly.
Okay.
It's easy to find. You can Google it, and it comes right up. It's free. You can download it. And as you go through the life of your puppy, it has week-to-week instruction for you to give on training and aspects of your puppy's life as it grows. So it's very, very informative. So something that I would recommend that you get if you have a puppy.
I want all of you to notice that there's not being pushed out a My Kitten app from Purina. I'm just saying. Kittens,
that's probably coming, Preston.
Well, that's because kittens are plotting to kill you when they become cats. So that's just the way it is. I want to touch on this as well. Face masks and dogs.
Yes. This has, this was not a problem before, February of 2020. But we have had more than one pet come in that has eaten a face mask. So an owner takes their mask off at home and puts it down somewhere, and the dog comes along and finds it and sniffs it, starts playing with it. Next thing you know, it's gone. We've had to go in and make the dog throw it back up or retrieve it surgically.
Actually had to perform surgery on a dog that ingested a mask.
Yep. It created an obstruction.
Oh, wow.
And they can't pass it. And so they're very, very, very ill. It's like a foreign body. We have to go in and remove it. That's kind of an emergency situation. So be very, very careful with where you place your masks so your pet can't get to it. And it's like them eating a sock. It can create serious problems for them. And I guess it has our scent on it. And so they're attracted to it. And next thing you know, they've swallowed it.
And you know what? You just hit something there that I was thinking about, whether there's a difference between the disposable masks or the ones that are a little bit more high-end that people buy. And you just reminded me, dogs will eat socks. So I guess there isn't a difference.
Not much. They'll eat. We've seen dogs eating just about anything, Preston. You name it, we probably had a dog eat it. And so they're pretty indiscriminate in that regard. A cloth mask or a M95 mask or disposable mask, I don't think it makes a difference to them.
I'm just curious, have you had a dog owner or cat owner come into the practice with their pet wearing a mask for COVID?
We've had pictures. People have sent us pictures of that. We haven't had anyone bring their pet in the building with one yet.
You don't advise that, do you?
No, probably not. We have to worry about it with dogs, thank goodness, or cats.
Dr. Steverson, thanks as always. I appreciate the time. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Great. Thanks, Preston.
All right. Dr. Steve Steverson with us. Pause for thought, because that's what we do. Here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Morning Show with Preston Scott.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Okay, Michael Alford from Seminole Boosters next hour. He's the CEO. Lots of things to talk about. They made a big announcement yesterday. Kind of exciting stuff if you are an FSU football fan. But we will talk about some things going on in Doak Campbell Stadium and around Doak Campbell Stadium, as well as the big announcement yesterday. So there's lots to get through there. Next hour, I'm looking at the rundown and epic stuff. Next hour on the program. I just think it's really interesting. If you go to the blog page and you look at the video clips of what Project Veritas is uncovering, I go back to when I was a youngster.
I was always, and maybe it was because on the rare occasions that my entire family was gathered together, keep in mind, the breakdown of my family is my oldest sibling surviving is 15 years older than me. She's my oldest and only sister. And then I have two brothers. One has passed away. The other has passed away, who were 12 and 13 years older than me. The next is 6 years younger than that. My brother Patrick is 6 years older than me. And then me. So I'm the baby by 15 years on the wide end, 6 years on the narrow end. And so when we would all be together, it was rare because as I was a kid growing up, they were, I mean, when I'm five, think about it, my sister's 20. My brothers are 18 and 17, respectively. And so we didn't gather all that often. But when we did, and then you factored in, say, some cousins and some aunts, like my Aunt Wilma, who was the national president for the National Organization for Women, the conversations around the dinner table got pretty intense. We talked about a lot of heady stuff. And I listened a lot. It is where I learned to listen to people that had differing opinions, because there were very differing opinions. My dad was liberal, but my aunt made my dad look conservative. Most of my family is liberal-leaning. Not all. Out of the mix, I came out conservative somehow. I always tell people that's proof there is a God.
Amen.
You know?
Someone testify.
Yes. Can I see a hand? But growing up, I was always watching 60 Minutes. As a preteen teenager, I was watching. And the undercover reporting, where they would surprise a business, where they would have... They don't do that stuff anymore. Unless they're trying to set up a conservative. Project Veritas goes where the story is, and they go undercover. And that's why what is on my blog page over the last 2 days is remarkably important. It's the CNN technical director, a guy named Charlie Chester, admitting to all of the techniques, all of the tools, all of the manipulations, all of the things they do and did to help Biden and hurt Trump. And that will be evidence coming up, I believe, in a court case eventually. You need to see it so you can be more discerning and you can encourage others to get away from these sources. We are the balance point for it all right now. We come back. Michael Alford, Florida State Seminole Boosters, next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Boy, was that fortuitous. Your key word? Relevant to the hour. Get to the website. Text that key word into the website. Just go to the website, and then you'll see a little pop-up, and put that keyword in there, and you got a shot at winning some money. That's always a good thing. Welcome to hour number three of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. And joining us is the CEO of Seminole Boosters, Michael Alford. Michael, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Preston, I'm doing great. How you been?
Man, if I got any better, I'd be twins.
Same here.
Good. Good. Our pressures are very different, though, sir, and you are working hard. You made a big announcement, though, yesterday. Let's talk about the football facility.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, has been in the works here for many years, but there's been so much changeover, you know, coaching changeovers, administrative changeovers, And it was great to be able to sit down when I first arrived and sit down with Coach Norville and A.D. Colburn and hear what their vision was and then use my experiences of having gone through this before and having done this several times to bring in the top sports architectural firm in the country, Poplis, and do a deep dive into it and really do some great analytics, pros and cons, financial analytics, and come to a solution of what we think is going to be the best thing for us. When we do something, we want to look 25, 30 years down the road. We don't want to build something that when we complete it is already outdated.
Right.
So really we were looking at something that will stand the test of time, but put in the resources there that's really going to develop the holistic view of the student, from education to, of course, their craft on the field to life skills programs. And that was the goal of this facility.
I think it might attack the sensibilities of some, Michael, and you know this, but the fact of the matter is football is the engine for college athletics at the university and collegiate level in D1. Additionally, there is an arms race going on. Explain the importance of this facility from just the development of the football program.
Well, you look at what other your peers, who you compete against, recruiting the best and brightest student athletes in the country, and facilities is a factor, just like any business. Facility is a factor. So when you look around the country, Georgia's moving into a new $90 million facility this April. Here at, right after their spring game next week, and you look at what our peers in our conference has, that school in South Carolina, you look across what Oklahoma has done, and really it matters, and it matters to these young men coming to campus, and we need to compete and show them that the priority is making sure that they have the best facilities. But also, Preston, I don't want to leave out that by building this football facility, it's going to also have a major impact on our other 19 sports because of the weight room time, the tutoring time, the training room time that now with football moving out frees up for those other sports to have recommended times. I mean, you have sports working out at 5 a.m. because it's the only time they can get into weight room. So it's making sure that when football moves, that it also is going to free up times for our other students so they can have even preferred class schedules a little bit better and workout times a little bit better and training room times are more conducive to their schedules.
Michael Alford with me, CEO Seminole Boosters. Michael, maybe on another visit we can go through the perks, the niceties of the building. But for right now, what kind of time schedule are you looking at? Where are you at with fundraising?
We have done a terrific job, and really just now going out and talking to people about this project without showing them images. We've raised over $45 million towards the facility and pledges, and that's really exciting. And we're going out, and we have some people very excited about this project, and we're continuously going to look at different revenue streams to how we fund not only this project but all of our projects and identify some revenue streams so we can make a difference. Fundraising is going really well, and I anticipate, and we're still going through an analysis of the cost of the building. Somebody asked me what it's going to cost, and I go through my experiences. I can put a thumb on it, but we really need to do a deep dive and figure out exactly what the cost is going to be.
What's a realistic time frame for completion?
It's going to take time. I'm not going to sit here and give you a day, Preston.
Okay.
We're putting a shovel in the ground. But we have ambitious goals, and it really depends on the follow-up of our fundraising program. But I can tell you it's going very well.
Would it be fair to say that if it goes completely well, that maybe 2022, 2023 would be a realistic goal?
Yes, I think you're online of what our goals are.
All right.
And as we move forward, just trying to get it done as quickly as possible.
Michael Alford with me, another segment here from Seminole Boosters on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Pick and weather on the 10s and the truth all the time. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Reminder that Florida State Athletics can be heard here on iHeartRadio stations across our cluster, and baseball has its home here on WFLA. We are with Seminole Boosters CEO Michael Alford. Michael, a survey got sent out to the fan base sometime back, as it relates to the inside of Doak Campbell Stadium. What'd you find out?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, you know, we partnered with CSL, who's the leading in the industry of going out and doing surveys, and really took their feedback. 91% of the respondents to our survey, which I want to mention was one of the highest returns that they've had, whether it's an NFL city or a collegiate venue.
Does that tell you something in and of itself, Michael?
It does. I mean, our fans are engaged, Preston, and that's what makes this job and talking to them on a daily basis. They're really engaged. They ask great questions, and they want the best for FSU. And 91% had a very positive attitude towards potential long-term enhancements to Doak. So we took their feedback, brought in Populous, a sports architectural firm, and said, here's what our fans want. They want a different experience. Here's what they're willing to pay for that different experience. And really, you look around the country and or look around Florida, and 70% of our fan base on a Saturday, Preston, comes in from over 3.5 hours away. Mm-hmm. They're coming from markets of Jacksonville, Orlando, Miami, Tampa, Atlanta. What are in those cities or those regions is professional venues who have different amenities and different options. So really what we're doing is taking their feedback, partnering with those two firms, providing us feedback, here's what will work for you, and looking at our financial analytics and everything, going, here's how many club seats you should have that your market can afford, here's how many loge boxes your market can afford, incorporating that to the stadium, and then we're going to go out and pre-sale. We're going to go out and speak to our constituents and say, here's what you said you wanted, and here's where we want to go. Would you be involved with us? Will you partner with us moving forward? And we'll see how it goes. And that's really step two, and I say this all the time, it's really step two of about 100 in this process to get there. It's a very similar process, Preston. When I say very similar, it's the exact process that we did when we built Cowboy Stadium and going through that. So it's sitting down, and my commitment to our fan base is we're going to sit down with every single person individually. You're not going to get something in the mail. You're not going to hear about it. You're going to get it from us and have that one-on-one conversation about not only the stadium, the improvements, how it supports our student-athletes, but more importantly, how it affects you so you can make an informed decision moving forward for what you want your game day experience to be.
Michael, last question. It is, I think, kind of understood underneath the surface a little bit that the decision on the name of the stadium, Doak Campbell, is going to be a decision that impacts a lot of things one way or the other, perhaps. What kind of feedback are you getting, without painting yourself into a corner here on the issue right. itself, what kind of feedback are you getting from boosters as it relates to the name Doak Campbell?
It's been all across the board. A lot of people are wait and see. They have faith in the committee that President Thrasher has put together that's going to provide a recommendation. Not being involved in that process, I can't speak to it with any knowledge, but I know they've done it. Just reading what you read, I know they've done an in-depth research on it.
They made the recommendation to change the name. Now, not everybody, including the chair and members of the FSU sports teams, like Malik Osborne, they did not agree right. with changing the name. So
right.
it's going to be – but the president's office communicated it was going to be his decision.
Right. And you know as much as I do, Preston.
Okay.
And our fans have been all over the board on their feedback, but at the end of the day, I know they're the loyal Seminoles, and they're going to support our student athletes.
Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again soon. Whenever you want, come on back.
Thank you, Preston, and go Noles.
Thank you, sir. Michael Alford with us from Seminole Boosters, 16 minutes after the hour.
FLA at WFLAFM.com on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
I expect a new Project Veritas video to hit today, which I will post tomorrow morning, but I am readying a video for tomorrow night and the weekend that will sustain you. I showed it to Grant in the break. My wife shared it with me yesterday, and I thought I was going to have to check into a hospital from my stomach hurting so badly.
Well, you watched it again just now a few minutes ago, and your face turned so red it was hilarious. And it was hilarious.
It just is. It just is. And it's an animal. It is an animal that just simply refuses to be upstaged.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And yeah, so that's coming tomorrow. Look for it on the website. I think you will like it. You will share it. But I also hope that you are sharing the videos from Project Veritas. Just copy the link to the blog page and send it to your friends, both of them, and make sure.
Hey-o.
Ho! Make sure that you you get it in front of people in the middle. Now, look, people on the left, you might pick off a few of them. It is that egregious what's being admitted to here. The thing about the extreme left is, let's use the example of the election. Well, let's go back even further. Let's use Jonathan Gruber's comments about the need to lie and deceive and not be transparent to pass Obamacare. The means are justified by the ends. It doesn't matter how you do it as long as you get to the end. And he said it. He said, I'd rather have this law than not. I wish we could be transparent, but I'd rather have this law than not. That's a nice way of saying I'm glad I was able to lie and deceive sufficiently enough to get the law passed. I wish I didn't have to do that, but I'm happy to have done it to pass the law. That's where the liberals are to the left. They would rather break laws and remove people from office that they think shouldn't be in there by unlawful means because the ends in their mind are justifying the means. And so it may not matter to many on the extreme left that CNN is cheating on behalf of Democrats, that they admitted to doctoring stories, offering propaganda, their words, not mine, to hurt President Trump and to help Joe Biden. That admission may pick off a few, but to most of the extreme left, it won't change things at all because they believe they're justified in taking illegal actions. And that's a dangerous place to be when the societal norms no longer apply, when laws don't apply because they don't think they should. That's a dangerous place to be because our world in America revolves around the notion that we're going to go along with a reasonable set of guidelines and laws and ordinances and so forth. And when that's out of balance, then things get really out of balance. The left is getting away with it because they're being allowed to right now. I will tell you this, if the right decides to go with the same rules and play the same way, this is going to get ugly.
We can't play the same game. The conservatives cannot even be in the same ballpark.
Well, no, I don't agree with that. I think, in fact, that if conservatives go and play this game, they will play to win. And it will get messy. It will get very messy. Because if they feel as though they are at the brink of losing the United States Constitution as the basis in which this country's governed, gloves are off. In other words, I don't think the left really wants to pick a fight with this bully, but that's what they're doing. Or rather, it's not a bully. You get my point. With this side. The conservatives are the guys that try to be nice and go along to get along. But push too far, push too far, and then things are going to, you know, oh, you want to fight? Okay. And when we come back, Donna, Texas is in the news, and we'll reset the big story in the press box next.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Boy. 35 minutes after the hour of the morning show. Tomorrow, what's to be Friday? I already have letters, emails coming in, rather. People getting things off their chest via email. You can call in tomorrow. We'll give you a chance. We'll open up the phone lines tomorrow's program. And if you are listening to the show and wondering, when do I take calls? I don't very often. I do on occasion. I do, from time to time, get your thoughts on a particular story. But honestly, usually those types of consistent, repetitious segments with phone calls end up with just a group of regulars that call in. And audiences get bored by that immensely. I'd rather talk about the stories that are in the news. And this is... this is one of the stories we're keeping an eye on. If you've not seen the drone footage of the illegal migrant facility, it's primarily for illegal immigrants in Donna, Texas. Have you seen the Grant? Have you seen?
Nope, haven't seen it.
Oh snap! Okay, if you look at it, you'll see maybe 8-10 acres of land that's totally empty before, now covered in makeshift tents and buildings. Facilities that are supposed to hold 32 people in each pod now contain 500 to 600 in each pod. These are the guidelines that the Biden administration set out. They're supposed to hold 32 people in a pod. They have 500 to 600 in a pod. The expansion of these facilities, when all they had to do was keep constructing the wall, keep the policies in place, keep the agreements in place that we had reached with Mexico, and we were good. Then you have the ability to fix the broken legal immigration system, because it is broken. Then you can set things up to fix it. But when you're, look, if you have a boat with a broken motor, and you have a boat that has a broken motor and a hole in the side, you're going to fix the hole first. Because the invasion of water into the boat is a bigger problem than the broken motor at that time. You have to stop the breach. It is the same. The overwhelming of the southern border has to be stopped before you can fix immigration. Sadly, too many of you were sensibly offended by Donald Trump, and so you voted for Joe Biden, and the other votes that he couldn't secure, they stole. They cheated. And so we're stuck now with a southern border policy that is coming unhinged, and the evidence is everywhere. Democrats right now proposing legislation this very day in the House to pack the court with liberal justices. I don't think it has a chance in the Senate, but it matters. And for those of you that are still registered Democrats, shaking your head at the degradation of our country, it's time to switch teams. It just is. It's horrifying what your party's doing. And I know that many of you don't agree with it. It's time to put that in writing. Matt Gaetz gets bombed by the New York Times as allegedly an indicted former tax collector from Seminole County is giving information to the feds about Matt Gaetz's private sexual exploits. What's interesting is the hit piece from the Times doesn't contain any evidence of anything, but it certainly follows a pattern that Project Veritas has uncovered where a CNN employee who's a technical director admitted the network is keeping the Matt Gaetz story front and center to keep the flames fanned. Yet, interestingly enough, CNN is not covering Minnesota, Minneapolis in particular, the suburb Brooklyn Center, very accurately. And I'll explain why next on The Morning Show.
Beck, you want him on that radio.
America can handle the truth.
You need him on that radio.
9 to noon on WFLA.
By the way, on the immigration story, House Republicans put Kamala Harris's picture on a milk carton.
I did see that.
with the little font that spelled out missing at the border. she's allegedly scheduled a visit to Mexico and Guatemala because that's the root cause of the problem. She doesn't want to be seen. She does not want to be photographed at the border with the chaos that's there.
She's wicked.
Of course she's evil.
Oh my gosh. She is. And she's annoying. Oh my gosh. Just makes me want to pull my hair out. Oh my gosh.
Sorry. I was just, yeah. Okay. CNN. They got attacked. Staff got hit with water bottles. They got pushed and shoved by protesters in Brooklyn Center. Here's why. The protesters, and it's all captured on tape. The protesters, Klantifa, dressed as Klantifa, are demanding that they go where the peaceful protests are, not where there's violence. They're demanding that they go where there are people peacefully protesting. Don't photograph us. That validates the story of Andy Ngo.
He posted some more videos.
But it buttresses his point. They want to control the narrative and they attack anybody that dares report what they do. Evil again. Cowards, Klantifa, please adopt the name.
How are we getting pushed around? How's the media being controlled by a bunch of soy boys in skinny jeans?
It's a great question. Klantifa is dubbed Klantifa by yours truly because, like the Klan, they hide. They're cowards. They use violence and intimidation. They're cowards. They aren't man enough to take off the masks. You know why? Because grandma would grab them by the ear and change their tune.
Probably.
Not mom or dad. Grandma. Grandpa would kick their beep-boop.
Yeah.
So CNN, see, is now... And if you, this is why those videos on my blog page are so important, because if you go through them and listen, the technical director is wrestling with this conundrum of creating this false narrative and it coming back to bite him. And that's what's happening here. They've helped create Klantifa. And now They're victims of it, and they try to appease them. No, we're all good here. The guy getting hit by the bottle. At first, he turns around. He got knocked down.
Yeah.
At first, he gets up, and he starts walking towards the guy who's mocking him. And then the crowd starts mocking him. And then it's like someone basically said, come on, dude, we're CNN. And he's like, hey, we're all good. We're just here to report your story. We're just here to document what's that very important story. And they chased them out. They chased them out of this neighborhood. Because the mainstream media is filled with cowards now, too. Oh, stories that I don't get to because more things happen in the course of a morning than I have time to talk about. But we're keeping you up to speed on what's happening. 46 minutes after. In just a few minutes, top of the hour throughout the day, you're going to get a key word. And they're going to tell you to enter that word at the website. You don't text it. You enter it at the website. Yeah. So you go to WFLAFM.com or, if you prefer, 945WFLA.com. So it's WFLAFM.com or 945WFLA.com. And then there's going to be a little pop-up box. And that pop-up box is where you go, ooh, that's where I put the keyword. Done. You're entered. You get a chance to win some cash. I think it's $1,000. What would you do with $1,000? What would you do with $1,000?
Add an extra mortgage payment. I'd give it all right back to the bank.
Immediately.
Immediately.
You wouldn't stash it away for a little emergency slush fund?
My wife and I have that. We've got that.
Okay. So then you wouldn't use it for, let's say, a project at the house that you know, oh, well, look at this. We've got the money to do this. We weren't planning on it. We were going to wait, but now we can do it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But possibly.
You wouldn't splurge any of it on yourselves?
No.
No, you're not splurge people.
No, we'd invest it back into the mortgage. Or maybe we would...
Knock off a project,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It would be hard for me to not get a set of controllers and pedals for... There is a program out there, and I'll talk about it one day, because we share things, we know about each other. There is a program out there that is not a Microsoft 2000 flight simulator. We are talking a whole nother game of simulation.
The granddaddy of them all.
Yeah, where you literally rent hours, and you can keep your flying proficient, work emergencies and all
that.
Oh, in a ton of airplanes.
Interesting.
With a degree of accuracy that's unbelievable. And you put it on your big screen TV.
Oh, dang.
And it's full immersion. It's, yeah.
So you'd have a hard time restraining from that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That okay. Money would be gone by the end of the day.
Brought to you by Barineau Heating and Air. It's the Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
Real quick, today's the Rally and Tally Convention of States. Hope it doesn't get rained out on you. Vietnam Memorial at 10:30. Service begins at 11. World War II Memorial, 11:20. And then courtyard for the Convention of States. And then they'll break up and meet with lawmakers. But that begins at 12. They ask you to dress appropriately. That means avoid the loud, T-shirts that are inflammatory. Win the day. Win the argument. Win hearts and minds. Don't turn people off by just wearing something silly. Okay, like horns and animal loins, that kind of thing. That's an immediate no. Big story in the press box, plenty of them. Democrats proposing to overhaul the Supreme Court and pack the court. Yes, they're going to propose it today. Matt Gaetz in the center of some unseemly accusations, but you have to consider the sources and the fact that there seems to be an organized dump party on the congressman. And you've got to take that into account, given what we have now on the blog page about CNN and its conduct. The officer in that shooting in Brooklyn Center has been charged with second-degree manslaughter, as I predicted. And tomorrow it'll be What's the Beef Friday. We'll find some good news. We've got lots more to talk about we didn't get through today. So thanks for listening. Have yourself a great day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.